Welcome back to the Press Box and yet another brilliant weekend here in the Bluegrass. As always, my great friend and my host, as always, Mr. Dave Fuzzy Baker, coming from the friendly confines of Lexington, Kentucky.
Let's go, Junior. Let's go. How the heck are you? Beautiful weekend for racing and some good ones today. But before we get started, let's remind the folks that the Press Box and our weekly racing preview brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Arlington Park, by Oak Grove Gaming and Racing, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, by Ellis Park, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. All right, got one at Oaklawn we'll get to in just a minute, but got a couple at Keeneland. So let's first look at two-time Canadian Horse of the Year, Mighty Heart, among those to beat in the 91st running of the Ben Alive for four-year-olds and up. The Ben Alive. There used to be a thing back here. This was when you were running around following the Reds. It used to air on WKYT. It was called Ben Alive Theater. I heard the person say it. I think there was like a restaurant here or something that was called the Ben Alive or something, but I'll check it.
I'm going to go here with the McLean pronunciation of Ben Ali.
Well, and certainly the McLean pronunciation of most everything is recognized worldwide as the gold standard, but please go ahead.
I am going to go with a couple of horses to upset the Mighty Heart and here in the Ben Ali. Is that the 90th running, the 90-something running of the Ben Ali?
91st.
91st running of the Ben Ali. I wonder how many times they pronounce it Ben Ali or whatever.
I'm going to look for the pronunciation, but I think you should probably start tapping the brakes on it, but go ahead.
All right, I'm going to go with Warrant, the five horse on top. Brad Cox is going after a record in the number of stakes won by a single trainer at a meet. He's had a tremendous meet. He's been winning over 20% of the starts coming in, and he has a horse here by Constitution out of a First Samurai mare. Brad is still owned by Twin Creeks Racing. Warrant hasn't run since March the 5th out at Santa Anita, and the Santa Anita handicap was beaten just ahead in that race, going a mile and a quarter by Express Train. Fuzzy, Express Train probably is the best older dirt horse in the world right now. He's just a tremendous machine. He's just been cranking them out, and Warrant came within a head of beating him there. He has raced here once at Keeneland. That was last April. He got beaten a nose by a stablemate, Joe Frazier. Speaking of the Ali and Frazier combo, how about tying that together? How about that? Pretty classy of Gene McLean.
Oh, okay. Stop just a second. I want to turn this up. This is from April 10th, 2021. And would you not say that Kurt Becker is the gold standard for track announcers?
I think he is.
Here you go. Listen.
You're off to the Ben Ally.
Thank you.
Well, you know.
Thank you.
But you know, Kurt's not a native of Lexington.
No. But I'm really trying to help you kind of not back yourself into a corner.
I'm going to still stick with the midway pronunciation of the Ben Ally.
Which
go after
make it
the greatest
right.
of all time, Muhammad Ali. And I'm just going to say this was
according to the official history at Keeneland Racetrack, the Ben Ali, pronounced Ali, the Ben Ali is named for James Ben Ali Hagen, a lawyer who made his fortune during the California Gold Rush and bred horses. He owned Elmendorf Farm in Lexington. There you go.
Why do we let the facts get in the way of a good story?
Because I was right. If this had been you, you would have stopped the recording to look it up.
But we're going to go with Warrant in the race, who lost here a year ago to Joe Frazier But you know,
how do you see this one playing out?
I'm going to go with Warrant on top. He's raced nine times in his career, has three wins, 4 seconds, 2/3. I add that up, and that is 9 for 9 in the money, no matter how you pronounce the damn name for racist pronunciation. I'm going to go with Warrant on top, and maybe even a dead heat with the horse named Proxy. A son of Tappet, trained by Michael Stidham, comes in off of second in the New Orleans Classic. Got beat that day by Olympiad, who is just a tremendous racehorse in his own right. This horse, Proxy, lost a year ago in the Risen Star to Mandaloon. And we all know what Mandaloon went on to do, and that is win the 147th Kentucky Derby.
Well, so, we've obviously got Derby fever here because you've now mispronounced the race from an historic Keeneland family, and you've also predicted a dead heat. So there we go. Let's move on. Where we have two recent graded stakes winners, Phantom Currency and two Emmys, who topped the field of nine for Saturday's Grade 2 Elkhorn, 4 years old and up, going a mile and a half on the grass.
How many years have they run the Elkhorn?
I don't know. I can, the 37th running of the Elkhorn, actually.
37. That's about
they've run it 36.
Third. Yeah, okay. So that's about a third of the BNLE. But the mile and a half turf race, Elkhorn 6, I'm just guessing it's pronounced Elkhorn right after the creek.
Yes, like the creek.
Yeah, I'm going to go with an upset here with Bima's Boy, the one horse getting in the rail, a 7-year-old gelding by Into Mischief, trained by that master of all masters, Mike Maker. He can turn anything, water into wine sometimes on the race course. Bima's Boy comes in, Buzzy, off two very nice seconds in a row. Those were his first two races in nearly 2 years. So he had an extended layoff. From March of 2020 to February of 2022. And he's come back and he's run two great races. If he can duplicate and improve on that, he's getting Umberto Rispoli up in the irons. I'm going to go with the one, Bima's Boy, to win the Grade 2 Elkhorn. I'm going to play him with two Emmys that you mentioned, A Son of English Channel and Phantom Currency. I think Phantom Currency, trained by Brian Lynch, could be a big factor here. The thing to watch in this race, Buzzy, is there's one, two, three, four horses that all want the lead, including two Emmys and Phantom Currency. And that's a lot of speed going a mile and a half on the grass. So I'm going to go with a horse that comes from off the pace, comes from a stalking position, and will be rolling down the fairway of the Keeneland Lawn, deep in the stretch to win the mile and a half, Elkhorn, Bima's Boy.
And one more before we go. Let's go out to Oaklawn for, I believe, the Apple Blossom.
Yes, the 1 million Apple Blossom Grade 1 Saturday today at Oaklawn, a mile and 16th. And, you know, this is going to be one of the great races of the year. You've got Latruska, champion, older dirt female. You got CC, who won an Eclipse Award as the country's champion female sprinter of 2021, going the route distance here in the mile and 16th. And you got Clariere, who was a finalist for an Eclipse Award as the champion 3-year-old filly, all in this race. You got a fourth entrant who's a Grade 1 winner. I'm not going to come close to pronouncing this thing, but it's Maragucha. How about that? Maragucha. Let's go with Maragucha. Yeah. So you got a dynamite field of horses here in the Apple Blossom. Going with Latruska, man, her race down at Oakland last year when she held off and beat Monomoy Girl may have been the race of the year last year in terms of just pure excitement and championship racing. She has developed into just a world-class mare. She's back racing again this year. I just think she's tremendous. Going to go with Latruska. And I'm going to throw her and Clariere together in this race. I think CC stretching out, maybe biting off a lot. So I'm going to go with Clariere underneath, but big time on Latruska, who will be the favorite.
Short field, it's a great race day out there at Oaklawn. This is $1 million, as Gene said. It's the anchor event of an incredibly good 12-race card. Remember, if you're going to bet it, though, an earlier than normal post time, the Apple Blossom goes off as the fifth, which should be about 318 or so. So, of course, all of Gene's picks, you can find them right here at the Press Box, LTS.com. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Arlington Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, a couple of great days of racing, a couple of great days of weather. Here's hoping that you and yours enjoy it, are profitable with it, and as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my friend. I look forward to seeing you very soon as we crank it up for Derby 148. I was out to track this week, and, man, it looks fantastic. The facility is coming together. I think it may be a record crowd on Derby Day. Certainly for the entire week, it looks to be shaping up as a tough ticket all week long. But, you know, I worked very hard to tie in the Joe Frazier had beaten Warrant in the, you know, and I love Warrant in the Ben Ali. And, you know, the Ali Frazier.
Ben Ali. Muhammad Ali Ben Ali. Love you, brother. Have a great weekend.
Love you too, man. Take care.